Welcome back.
Hello and welcome back to the William Hill Fight Camp podcast. I'm your host, David Alorca, and we're looking ahead to week 3 of Fight Camp. But before we do, oh my days, what another firecracker in last week's main event. A huge shout out to Terry Harper and Tasha Jonas, who both put it all on the line in the history-making world title showdown, which ended in a draw. The question is, will we see a rematch? That remains to be seen, but fingers crossed, because I'm sure we'd all love to see it again. Well, that was then. This is now. Felix Cash and Jason Wellborn headline this Friday's card with the Commonwealth middleweight title on the line. We hear from both men a little later on. In our chief support, Zelfa Barrett fights decorated Irish amateur turned 12-0 pro Eric Donovan, who has a real interesting backstory to share shortly. Women's boxing, as you already know, is booming. And this Friday should see another cracker. Shannon Courtney, the babyface assassin, steps up against Rachel Ball, and we cannot wait. On top of that, though, Kieran Conway and Nav Mansouri contest the WBA Intercontinental Super Welterweight title. And up first on today's William Hill Fight Camp podcast, we hear from the Doc, John Doherty, who meets Anthony Fox in the first fight of the night.
I'm not going to say I'm going to go in there looking for it, but I am going to say I would love to get it, and put a statement out. First of all, is to, I know he's going to come to fight, and hopefully he does. From his last performances, he comes to fight, but I've seen so many fights, he can't box a bit, so whatever he comes with, if he comes out to fight with me, I think I will knock him out very quickly if he comes out to fight. If he comes to box, he'll survive a bit, and he might make it through a few rounds, but at the end of the result, I will be winning, and hopefully we knock out. When I'm in the ring anyway, I just listen to Tony. He's the only man, I block out the audience and I focus on the fight, and this fight camp won't be nothing to me, it won't mean nothing different. I had 130 fights of amateur, I've been around the block, I've done this before, so it's just going to be a walk in the park for me. Early next year I want a British title shot, me and Tony's been speaking, and obviously if this fight goes all well, I'll be in for eliminator, a British title eliminator, and then a final eliminator, so I've still got a lot of work to do, and obviously I've got to win this fight in style. I know I'm going to win it, but it's just how I'm going to win it, and I know I've put my mind to it, I'm going to put on a very big performance here, and you're going to see the best John Doherty, and in 2 years' time, I'm looking to maybe be a European champion. I know I'm good enough to be world champion, listening to Tony, and obviously I've got to take the right fights at the right time. But winning the British title outright would be very good, and I'd like to give that to my dad. When I was younger, that's all we looked at, them fights. It was all good fights for the British title, and I'd love to win the battle outright. I want to be back in Scotland, I want to be back fighting. I'm from Scotland, I'm obviously moved down here, and everyone thinks I've left Scotland and I've forgotten about them. No, I haven't. I'd love to be fighting, but it's just Eddie Hearn just put me in the shows down here just now. I've had one fight as a pro in Scotland, and it was a good experience, I'm looking forward to maybe getting a title and fighting in Scotland or whatever comes along.
Scottish southpaw super middleweight John Doherty looks to move 9-0, but let me tell you one thing for sure. Anthony Fox is no mug. 3 decent wins on the bounce against Dwayne Sinclair, Morgan Jones and Luke Blackledge shows he's better than his record suggests. Prior to the lockdown, those wins have propelled Fox into title contention, exactly where John Doherty wants to be at this stage of his career. Speaking of the lockdown though, fight number 2 has been lined up for months. This Friday, Kieran Conway and Nav Mansouri finally get it on. We hear from two class Conway now.
I believe I was scheduled in for March, early March. So we were quite deep in. I was in training camp from like early January. As soon as Christmas was out of the way, I was straight in. Everything was starting because I was scheduled in for March. So I was quite deep in. And then it moved to April. So then we adapted everything. And then it was moved again, obviously, because of the lockdown. So it was frustrating. I remember I was in here and I heard people talking, saying that there's going to be, everything's going to be cancelled and this and that. I was like, no, it's not. We don't even start that. I'm training. I'm at the end of my camp. And then they checked on the boxing board website and everything was cancelled. I took my gloves off, launched them across the room. I was like, oh, I can't stand this. It was frustrating, but you just got to crack on. It is what it is. So I had 1 or 2 weeks downtime and I was straight back in ticking over. I feel extremely confident. I've watched every fight that I can find of Nav 100 times. I must watch it every day. I never used to watch my opponent's fights, and I think that was a big downfall for me. I just went in there with my plan, and that was it. But I've now studied all of his fights. Yeah, he might come in a different guy, and you never know what he's doing. But I've watched all them fights, I've seen mistakes, I've seen patterns, everything. I'm really confident with this one. My training camp's gone really well. I believe in my process, 100%. I think the main thing is he's got to be prepared for me. I'm a completely different fighter. I'm coming here to be ruthless. I'm hitting harder, I'm hitting faster, I'm fitter, and I just don't see anything other than me winning this fight. Nav's a nice guy. I remember I went over to Marbella January sort of time, a few years ago, just before my first pro fight. We did a few rounds. I can't remember if we sparred once or twice. We just got 6 or 8 rounds in. And from what I remember, he was not in good shape. So he was like out of shape. I was coming to was my first fight, so I was motivated. I felt good. So I can't take much from it other than that. But like I said, he's a nice guy, but I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to win, and I'm here to completely dominate.
Look, I'm just going to say it. The 154-pound domestic division is thriving. Victory for Conway will surely fire him towards a fight with the likes of Anthony Fowler, Sam Eggington, or even a rematch with Ted Cheeseman. But 60 miles down the M6 from Conway's Northampton is Rachel Ball's Walsall. More than established in the kickboxing world with 3 world titles, Rachel Ball knows that victory over Shannon Courtney will surely move her in the frame of the boxing game.
I think they're going to have the shock of their life. They're going to see this like tall, skinny girl from Walsall with ginger hair like coming in and smashing it up. I work in adult social care. I'm a social worker. I work with over 65s with mental health difficulties, which tends to be also cognitive impairments like dementia as well. Yeah, I'm going to have Tuesday to Friday off. I did think about maybe working from the hotel, maybe skip my mind off it, but I thought, no, I'll have the week off. I was at home and I can't remember what part of the day, and Gav just rang me and he went, it's on. And I was like, no way. So I was really excited. We did want it earlier on in the year before lockdown, but just one thing or another, it wasn't happening. So I thought, well, maybe it won't happen, which would have been a shame. But yeah, it was a bit of a surprise. I was a bit, you know, taken aback. So I'm glad it's on. When she first said that she was going to go pro, and obviously some of the boxing pages were posting about her, oh, I wonder what weight she is. You know, I've got my eyes on her. Obviously, it's quite a small pool of women in the UK, so it's always good to know what weight everyone's at and things like that. So when I heard she was a super bantamweight, you know, I was really interested in getting a fight in the future. She's a good girl. She's built up a strong following and a reputation, so I'm excited to get in the ring against her. It's an exciting time to be a part of women's boxing. I'm really fortunate. I've got a lot of girls that I can spar, different weights, different styles. So I'm really, really fortunate, and I think it's going to pay off on fight night as well. People say, oh, you know, keep it long, and I'm sure I will, but if it comes down to it, I don't mind having a good tear up. You know, love that. That's not a problem.
From one fighter on the bill looking to make a name for themselves to another. That's right, I'm talking about Eric Donovan. Now, look, Eric Donovan can boast a standout amateur career, but this is the pro game. He craved a big fight, and on Friday, that's what he's got up against Matchroom debutant Zelpha Barrett. At just turned 35, it's surely now or never for the Lily White Lightning.
My life has been a journey of lessons, trials, and a lot of success, a lot of failure in equal measure. And that's why I'm here today. A refusal to give up, a refusal to quit. And I'm relishing this opportunity. So I get up to go to work every day and I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm enthusiastic and have a real zest for life and for my career at the moment, because I've waited for so long to get a break. Finally, I have the break. Destiny awaits for me on the 14th of August. The frustration of all of that, wondering like, what am I doing this for? Am I actually even going anywhere? And then to finally have this breakout opportunity, it's proven that good things come to those who wait, but also to those who persevere. I don't believe I've been tested truly. I don't believe I've been tested. I don't believe my character has been tested. I don't believe my mental or physical ability has been tested to the maximum. You need that stress in front of you. You need that threat that someone that's going to take your head off. Or if you don't perform to the level that you're capable of performing, you're not going to win this fight. There's no way you're going to win this fight. And I know if I don't perform to the level that I'm going to perform, then Zelfa Barrett will beat me. That's why I'm up for this fight. And that's why I know that you're going to see the best Eric Donovan on the 14th of August. I have an opportunity to salvage a career, to make something of my career, to finish up my boxing journey with a bang, and to finally say, I've done it my way, and came back and smashed it.
That's just the supporting undercard. Now we move into the main event of the evening. He's boxed for world titles and won various domestic titles along the way. It's fair to say Jason Wellborn will be carrying the experience into our show topper this Friday.
I'm 34 now, you know what I mean? And I've got the experience now. I think this is it. I've been in with some good operators. I've lost to them operators, but I don't have any amateurs, so every fight I'm learning. So now, it's now or never now, like, so I've been at this level before. It's Commonwealth title, something where I haven't won. So if I want these talks of like European and that, I've got to obviously beat these kids, obviously, because they want to get where I want to be as well. So it's competitive and it's a good division to be in at the minute. Yeah, I've put a lot into the boxing. I've had it hard, like, you know, I've had to work, fight 10 rounders and take short notice fights. People don't see that. You know, people think, oh, he's lost to good fighters. If you have a fair fight and a fair camp, like I did with Marcus Mosen, it was my first camp, and I felt $1 million, and obviously it shows what I can do, so I've done it, and I know I can do it again. Going from British jumping to world level and dropping down a weight again. And obviously Jared Herbler, yeah, he's massive at that weight. He's a monster at that weight. Walking into the fight after weighing, making 10-13, he was 12-10. But I felt strong. For why it was in there, the first fight, I felt strong. I was pushing him back, and I think, bloody hell, if it's a world title fight, I was going back enjoying it. But then a couple of taps down low and bits and bobs, and he squared me up at that level, and it was one shot. And he won, but it's experience. I mean, I've gone and done it, and dropped back down to light middle again, McCarf. And obviously from that fight, I was disgusted with how the turnout happened. And like, I was going to walk away from the sport. I thought, you know what, I don't need this boxing. I mean, at the end of the day, I've worked hard to get where I'll go. And these up-and-coming fighters, if I'm getting looked after that much, and the reps and everything, I just thought, but I don't want to go out like that. And that's what I've said. And it was my wife who made me get back into it. And she said, that's my belt, go and get it. I haven't watched much of him. His Cullen, his last one, I watched that when I heard of his name. When I won the British, there was talks on an interview, and I thought, can he catch who's that? But these are my fights as well. I'm hungry, and these are what I'm up against. But he seems a nice lad. It's business, but then they're down coming to do a job, the same as him. And I think it's going to be a scrap. I think it's going to be a good fight, and I hope it turns people's eyes from my point of view, and I can get that win, and I'm confident in doing it.
And just as you heard from Jason there, champion Felix Cash won the belt in an absolute barn burner versus Jack Cullen last time out. On paper, this Friday's defence is another steady step up for the 12-0 middleweight. Now, if you heard the sparring stories, you'd know just how spiteful and powerful Felix Cash really is.
He's been in with the best, and you know, so I'll have a look at him in the first early goes, first three rounds, have a look at him, and then go to work on him. Even though I've only had 12 fights, I've been in this game a long time. I'm 27 years of age. I've been boxing since I was a child, and you know, I've come on leaps and bounds with Tony in the gym, working in day and day out, working on stuff, and you know, great sparring down there, and likes of John Rogers sparring. You know, we've got John Dockey, Ted Cheeseman. You know, there's a lot of great sparring. We get a lot of people coming in there, so you're learning every day in the gym. The amount of fights we've had in there, the experience we've had, you know, it's put me in good stead for when Melbourne gets in front of me. This is a great platform for me now, and a great show for me to put on, a great performance, great display, and you know, raising me profile, get myself out there, and everyone looking at that, that Felix Cash is shit up. He's a tough, strong, strong, you know, game lad, you know, he's, like I say, he's been about, he's a good fighter, you know, he comes to fight, and then, like I say, he fought for a world title, and, you know, but listen, I'm here to take on out, I'll do my job and take on all challengers, and take them all out. And I think it'll be very entertaining fight, entertaining for the people watching back at home, and it'll be a good fight as long as it lasts. He's going to need to be the very best he can be. You know, he's going to have to raise his game. And I hope he does try to play his best, so he's put on a good fight for the people. He's had a few opportunities, didn't he? He had an opportunity of world title boxing. He's keeps saying, you know what I mean? He was British champion. He had all the opportunities to do a lot of things. I'm looking very, very forward to it. Very, very forward to it. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a new experience. You know, like you say, this one probably won't happen for another 100 years. So it's great to be a part of this. People will probably be talking about this in years to come. Say, remember that time we had a show and all that carry on. And like I say, I would have been a part of it. So it'd be a great experience. Obviously, I've got to deal with Wellborn first because, you know, the boxing's a funny thing. Obviously, I deal with him. As long as it goes the way I plan it to go, and I believe it will go, I'll fight anyone. Anyone out there, anyone in Britain, anyone in the world, really, I'll have a go at. And any the biggest fights and the best fights out there, that's the ones I want. So, and the one that's going to get me in the position to fight for a world title, and that's what we're all in the game for. Listen, I think it's going to be a very entertaining fight early doors. It'll be a good fight. He's going to come to fight. I'm going to come to fight. And listen, it's going to be very entertaining. Expect fireworks, basically. It's going to be a great fight to watch.
Fight Camp 3 is coming at you live this Friday from Matchroom HQ. Don't forget, though, we're back next week to preview Dillian White versus Povetkin, the Taylor versus Pursoon rematch, and the entire undercard. Ain't it mental to just think that this entire thing is happening in Eddie's back garden? Listen, I've been David Alorca. You've been listening to the William Hill Fight Camp podcast. And I'll see you again next week.